The renewal notice from the Walk Friendly Community Program came in on October 18th, Alaska Day, when Sitkins were commemorating the 150th anniversary of the day Alaska joined the U.S. On this day, more than ever, it's apparent how easy it is to get around town. From the National Park battlefield to the A&B Founders Hall, it's a modern city built on a Russian colonial capital, which itself was built on an ancient Tlingit settlement. After filling out a 40-page application with 105 questions about traffic, zoning policy, schools, sidewalks, and other amenities, Sitkin Charles Bingham convinced the Pedestrian and Bicycle Information Center of what most everyone here already realizes. The town was designed by human feet. Here's Bingham explaining how he did it.
This Walk Friendly Communities program, I think they launched about 2011. It was modeled after the Bicycle Friendly Community program and then a couple of other similar deals. This one is Walk Friendly Communities is run by the Pedestrian and Bicycle Information Center out of North Carolina. And how this thing started was at the first Sitka Health Summit back in 2008. One of the first goals, Health Summit projects, was to become a more bicycle and walk-friendly community. Now, they had the bicycle-friendly community program, so they had a national template, but they didn't really have a walk-friendly communities program back then, so we put most of our attention on the bicycle end of it, and we got that in 2008. About 2011, they launched this Walk-Friendly Communities program. About 2012, at the Sitka Health Summit, we decided, okay, let's get that designation as well. And so in 2013, we submitted an application, and we became the first bronze level or higher community in Alaska to receive a designation. And then this is basically a renewal of that application. Typically, they give you 5 years. We actually applied after 4 years, hoping to move up to silver, but they decided to keep us at bronze. They'd still like to see a little bit more evaluation, like pedestrian counts and stuff like that. They'd also like to see some stuff like a complete streets policy in town that would help make sure there are better sidewalks and that kind of stuff to help make it easier for walkers to get around. But with our limited resources, you do what you can, and we're still the only community with a bronze level or higher, and we're also the only one that has both the walk-friendly and bicycle-friendly communities.
Well, the leaves have come to turn in.
That's Sitkin Charles Bingham discussing his role in winning Sitka's renewal as a bronze level walk-friendly community. How did you get here today, Charles?
Oh, I walked. I haven't had a car in 10 years.
Walking man, the walking man walks.
Sitka's bronze level walk-friendly designation will be up for renewal in 2022. Bingham hopes that improvements to Sawmill Creek Road between the roundabout and Jeff Davis Street, along with some other policy decisions, will kick Sitka up to silver. Juneau, by the way, has an honorable mention. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.